Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Season's greetings, and I hope you have enjoyed an amazing time over this Christmas season. And I wanted to wish you all the best for the holiday seasons and for the new year ahead. It's been a busy time for most of us, in terms of all the preparation, the busyness of getting all the shopping, the gifts, the food, planning for visits to friends and family, hosting loved ones over the Christmas season, attending parties, socializing, catching up with people you maybe haven't seen the last few weeks, months, or even for the year. And I'm hoping getting some relaxing time in as well. So now it's time to slow down a little. And now we're in that in-between stage between Christmas and New Year. I invite you to carve out, even if it's only 20 to 30 minutes per day over your remaining days of the holiday, to first of all reflect on the last year, focus on the good things, what's gone well for you, and also where you've had challenges and adversities, how you've dealt with them and how you've overcome them. And look at your learnings. What have you learned from that? What can you take forward into the new year to help you to move forward in all areas of your life? Also, spend some of that time perhaps on housekeeping. In other words, getting things in order for the new year, whether that's your admin, your finances, your paperwork, your home, your digital social media, just having a bit of a clear out, because it's great for the mind as well. When we clear out in our physical environment, in our digital space, it also creates clarity and clear mind, a clear head as you enter into that new year, and you go into it feeling organized and ready to go rather than carrying any clutter with you into the new year. I'd also invite you to give some consideration to what your top three areas of focus are going to be in 2024. And why do I say three areas? Because I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. So think about the areas that are most important to you, where you want to see change or improvement or simply moving forward. For example, that could be in areas of your health, of your work and career, perhaps it's in certain relationships. Maybe it's with your children, with family and friends, your finances, your home, maybe you're looking to move house, whatever it might be for you. Identify up to three areas that you really want to focus on that are important for you in the new year. And when it comes to your career, ask yourself, what do you really want? Remembering that there's no right or wrong answer to this. So it may be that you are looking for growth and development, more recognition and securing that promotion that you've been striving for. Perhaps it's a greater challenge and responsibility. Or indeed, it might be that you're simply wanting to be in a role or career that you enjoy, that you're developing greater knowledge and skills and bringing value to the role, to your team, to your organization. Perhaps your career isn't a priority for you right now, and that's okay. As I said, there's no right or wrong answer. You don't have to be striving to get a promotion next year. It could be that you simply want to develop your experience further and gain more knowledge, more skills, and so forth. So ask yourself the question, what do you really want? And be kind to yourself. And be honest with yourself, because this is for you, not for anybody else. It's not about impressing anyone or comparing with others. It's about what you really want and getting clear on that. So spend a little bit of time considering that. And in January, look out for the next few episodes of my podcast. The next one for the first week of January, which will be coming out next week, is all about LinkedIn. So if career is something that's important to you or simply building your presence online, then I'll be sharing some strategies and tips for you to focus on when it comes to utilizing LinkedIn and having a good profile. I'll also be talking about your planning for 2024. So if you haven't already done so, then look out for that episode when it drops. I'll also be sharing on a live on Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday the 9th. I'll be sharing that, giving you a planning process that you can follow, a nice simple one to have a vision for what you want to achieve, what you want to create for yourself, for your family, for your life during the coming year. And if you're someone who's thinking about a career transition, or maybe you're in the job market, you're on in the job search space at the moment or into the new year, then I'll also be sharing some must-dos and some strategies that will support you with that too. So I'd like to take the opportunity now to wish you a fantastic New Year weekend and celebration. And I look forward to seeing you, connecting with you in the new year. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.